And now for some letters from the Evening News. As we noted earlier, the cuts being made by Norfolk County Council are very controversial. Here are some of the messages sent to the Evening News. The Eternal Grump said, "So assume £23 million, £1.1 million comes back from sale of Carrow House. That leaves £21.9 million. They save £400,000 a year in costs from 2020 by migrating staff to County Hall. That is nearly 55 years payback at quoted rate. Excellent value. It will all need refurbishing again long before that. I wonder what sort of replacement building could have been built elsewhere for this grand total of £60 million. Rolls added, "What an utter disgrace." And Albert Jazz agreed. "Pull down and save. How much local government is needed? Layer upon layer of government. Pull this ivory castle down. Another layer of government, self-generating and forever expanding." JC thinks, "Surely cheaper to move to unused offices in Norwich and sell the site for social housing." And so does Steve Abercrombie. "Utter madness," he says. "If they can get rid of Anglia Square, why can't they condemn this monoblock? Save us all some cash and sell the site. Put some money back in the public purse." But Honky Tonk is not surprised that County Hall needs work. "To those who have never been to County Hall, I did some work for NCC about 3 years ago and was shocked that the building was in such a dreadful state of disrepair. The result of decades of underinvestment in upkeep as a means to save money. This facelift is badly needed, especially for the people who have to work in it. The alternative would be moving to a new bespoke building on the outskirts, and how much would that cost?"
The proposed cuts to children's centres cause great anger. Janice Rainsford said, "I just wonder how those councillors who voted this through go home tonight. Are they happy with their devastating decision? As has been said, and which will inevitably become true, cuts today are going to affect lives tomorrow. But do they care? HB is appalled. I'm absolutely appalled by this decision. How many of these sites earmarked for closure are in deprived areas or poor transport links to their nearest remaining centre? The new services are not yet defined. Measures of successful outcomes not developed. But the County Council are convinced they will deliver better, fairer services than the tried and tested Sure Start Centre. This is purely a cost-cutting and dumbing down of the service decision. It is certainly not based on the welfare of children and their families." Stacey Owen says it is a terrible decision. "I hope those who made it know how much it will impact on our little communities. Our health visitors know us, know our babies, and remember them and their progress. Will this still be the case when the few remaining centres are full to the brim on weigh days? No, we will be another baby in the queue at the scales. Do mothers who need advice now need to take their baby to a public library to talk about their health amongst strangers or wait for ages for an appointment? What a sad time." Scarlet Herring cannot believe this makes financial sense. "It was reported in yesterday's paper people are facing a clawback of £16 million in government grants they received to open these centres. From what I understand, to avoid much of the clawback, NCC will give £500,000, probably a lot more eventually, to private businesses and charities to run from the closed-down centres more or less the services that they're cutting. Yet again, the most vulnerable in Norfolk are victims of the NCC smoke and mirrors budgeting." And David Bryan, 55, wonders if councillors have brains. "Anyone with a brain, how anyone with a brain can believe this county or this country is in good hands when even the children don't matter? These centres provide an invaluable service, yet the Tories just don't seem to care. probably because they don't use them. Well, folks, this is what you kept voting for.
Judith and Nick Taylor from Buxton sent a letter to the Evening News about this. We have attended a meeting January the 14th of the Adult Social Care Committee at County Hall in Norwich, where it was decided that Norfolk County Council will go ahead with their proposals to take about £60 a week from individuals with disabilities. The chairman, Mr. Bill Borrett, railroaded the vote through, denying councillors who wanted further input, although it seemed that the opinion of those who voted for the cuts was already set in stone. The consultation ahead of the meeting, which was seriously flawed, but still produced a majority of 95% against the cuts, was ignored. We don't think much of democracy in action in Norfolk. A counter-proposal from Labour and Lib Dem councillors to ask officers to come up with new proposals to save money that would not impact the most vulnerable in Norfolk so terribly was voted out. Those who voted for the cuts, the Conservative councillors, showed no discomfort in doing so and obviously had no intention of looking across the board at council spending to try to make these savings in less sensitive areas. Why cut from those already most disadvantaged?